This is Local View's first time in November, '09. Well, let's talk about California, the politics of California, but just for a change, we won't talk directly about water. Two really interesting things happened in electoral politics this week. First, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom decided to quit running for governor, and suddenly no one can imagine any Democrat on the ballot for that job next year except Jerry Brown. After the small group of rich Republican candidates gets through carving each other up in the primary campaign, the winner may be looking forward to a crack at Brown's colorful and vulnerable record as governor from 75 to 83. But this is not the young iconoclast Governor Moonbeam who slept on a mattress on the floor of an apartment across the street from the Capitol and, when he needed to go somewhere else, rode in an old Plymouth. This is a 71-year-old professional politician with more political experience and savvy than any potential opponent can even imagine. The presidency is the only political prize he's ever sought unsuccessfully, so if he wants to be the governor again, only a fool would bet against him. There is one tempting but unlikely scenario which could make it interesting. Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi got himself elected to Congress this week, so Governor Arnold gets to appoint a replacement. The governor isn't even on speaking terms with most of his party's elected officials in the state, but he still claims to be a Republican. There is one prominent Democrat, however, in a position to be considered for that appointment, and it would be the perfect place from which to launch a campaign for governor. That would be the governor's wife. Maria Shriver, like her husband, has the one quality which Californians traditionally fall for at the polls. She's a star. She's a Kennedy with all the political capital that goes with that name. Young, attractive, and articulate, and quite likely the only Democrat who could make Jerry Brown squirm and sweat on his way back to the governor's office. That would be political fun as only California can have it. California's current financial circumstances, like those of many California citizens, are characterized by debts way out of proportion to income. Most of the citizens, however, unlike their elected officials, can figure out their alternatives and act accordingly. In light of the unpaid bills and the legislature's inability to restructure, commentary casting blame has been piling up in the mainstream media, so it's about time for a little summing up and smacking down. The most popular scapegoat is Proposition 13, the infamous Jarvis Gann initiative adopted by the voters 21 years ago, remembered and reviled mostly for limiting the ability of local government to increase taxes on real estate. Critics at the time warned that the quality of life in California would be diminished in every way, and now they say, "I told you so." It only took so long because that's how long it took for the state to max out its credit cards. There is some truth to that criticism, of course, but the other side of it is the idea that everything would be fiscally fine if the government could just raise the property taxes. That should leave the citizens asking if it's better to lose your house because you can't pay the mortgage or because you can't pay the taxes. Prop 13 did something else, which now is much more painful than the limit on property taxes. It established the two-thirds rule. Two-thirds of the legislators must vote in favor of any increase in taxes or to adopt a state budget. Getting that done has become more painful each year, but rather than blaming Howard Jarvis and Paul Gann for that great budget fiasco of '09, it would be more accurate to blame the current collection of Republicans in the state Senate who doggedly refuse to discuss any compromise which they can interpret as a tax. Their constituency among the citizens goes by the name Tea Party Rebellion. Their flagship issue is taxes. They don't want to pay any. But it's not because they can't afford to pay. It's not even because they're cheap. It's because they're greedy and mean. They don't want to pay taxes because they are consumed with the fear that someone else might benefit. Scratch a Tea Party rebel and you'll find someone who is anti-environment, anti-immigrant, anti-gay, anti-union, anti-poor people, anti-liberal, and pro-old rich white guy. We'll talk again soon about being greedy and mean, but until then, this is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary isn't necessarily all that generous on behalf of KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@calopi.com.